Oh, you're awake. Finally. I thought I might have accidentally killed you. Silly me. You might be wondering why I brought you here, though.
Hey, stop
trying to escape. You feel that? That's a fucking knife. On your throat. Now, you're not going anywhere. I put you in a straitjacket. My straitjacket. I wasn't sure if it was going to fit you. Now, darling, if you stop trying to escape, I'll explain what's going on. Deal? Good. Now, where was I? Oh yes, I am the internet call a hacker. I don't like that term, really. But what can I do, right? And I bet from my accent, you clearly have figured out that I'm not from your country. But despite such information, I am still one of the very best in the world, in my opinion. Corporate espionage, identity theft, black hat stuff. No, don't worry your little brain about it. Your government found me, and instead of going to prison, they made me an offer. I was to work for them free of charge, and in return, I will not go to jail. Needless to say, I got bored and started becoming unruly. They put me in a straitjacket that you're in now and sent me off to a mental institution. Well, on my way there, I was able to escape. My ex-boyfriend was a Navy SEAL, you know, and he taught me a few things. I went underground and started planning my revenge on your stupid government. Like any other girl or any other human being, basically, I started getting lonely and horny. I needed someone warm inside me. So, I decided to kidnap you. Oh, don't worry. No one's going to be looking for you. See, you have a really strong internet presence. You shouldn't be doing that. But too late. A little bit of Facebook posts, a little bit of bank account tweaks, and now everyone you knew thought you're going to Kathmandu for a little holiday. Isn't that amazing? Everyone thought that you went away voluntarily simply because I write some words on your very personal account. You might not want to put things on public anymore on your Facebook. Not that it matters, since you're not going anywhere from here. Surveillance camera? Oh, of course, the easiest thing in the world to scrub, really. I made sure no one knew you're here, honey. You dropped off the face of the earth. After all, I've been watching you, observing you, actually. I see you every Tuesday at the coffee shop, drinking the same thing and typing away on your little laptop. You're one of those people that have to go to a coffee shop to write novels or Tumblr posts. I don't really care, really. No offense, but it's kind of cliche. But you're cute, so it's alright. Now, I didn't bring you here for you to write my life story. I brought you here so you can fuck me. You'll be here with me forever. You're my fox slave, my little plaything. And if you don't cooperate, I'll have to cut your dick off. I felt around when you passed out. I won the jackpot with you, honey. It'd be a shame if I have to cut off your cock from you. Don't worry about me, I'll just find myself a new toy afterwards. You, on the other hand, would be penisless for your whole life. Now, I'm going to keep that blindfold on you so you don't have to find out who I am, okay? Let's take off that pants, shall we? Oh no, you're not that hard yet. I don't blame you. It's kind of chilly in here. Let me warm you up. God, you have a nice cock. I'm going to love riding you. God, it's been a while since I've had sex. Your government tools wouldn't even let me get conjugal visits. Girl has needs, you know? Stay right there. I'm going to straddle you, okay? Oh, don't worry, I'll do all of the work. Fuck. Oh, you're inside of me now, honey. Oh, it's been so long. Oh, fuck. It's been so long. So good to have a cock inside of me again. Oh, it's so fucking thick. Oh my god. Oh, it's so tight for you. Oh, can you feel it? Oh, fuck. Your girlfriend must be so sad now. Oh, I know everything about you. Oh. She must be feeling so lonely right now without your thick hard cock to comfort her. Too bad. You're all mine now. To come? Don't come until I say so. You ready to come? You ready to come? Oh my god, give me all that cock. Oh, fuck. I want you. to unload all of your cum inside of me. Not a single drop left behind. Do you understand me? Now, when I say come, you will come for me. Ready? Come now. Thanks for that, honey. I really needed that. I'm going to sedate you and release you from your straitjacket now. Alright? Now, when you wake up, I'll have food and water ready for you. You must be starving after our little session there. I'll come back again when I need a good fucking. Gotta go. Databases to hack, you know? All that stuff. Good night, honey.